You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
As we continue to go through WNBA draft prospects for 2011, one of the top point guards that is out there is Oklahoma's Danielle Robinson, second-team All-American, and had a phenomenal year. And one person that certainly knows point guards and played against this young woman this season is Ohio State assistant coach Debbie Black, and she joins me at this time. Hi, Debbie.
Hey, David. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Talk to me for a sec about Danielle Robinson and her game, what you guys had to plan for when you played against her, and what's impressed you over her 4 years that you've seen?
I'm fortunate I haven't got to see her play a lot, but enough to know what I like about her, my opinion. I think she's obviously can score, a point guard who can score. Very difficult to defend because she's so wiry and thin, a very good defender. And I really just impressed with her overall presence on the floor, which I think is the key to a good point guard at any level. But her speed and her athleticism is what's going to help her to grow in the next level, or even get a chance to be a special player at the next level.
One of the things that's always impressed me about her is her quickness with the ball. And that's something that I'm sure you can testify is something that is so hard to defend in any level.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of people say, what's the difference between playing, in high school, college, and in pros? And everything comes down to one thing. It's speed. And that's the factor. I mean, whether you're a great shooter, you got to get the ball off quicker. The next level, it's that area. And Danielle will not have a problem with that area. Now, how she handles her speed will be her problem, because the game is speeded up. She's going to play against equal quickness and equal, length that she hasn't probably seen as much in the college level. So that's always the adjustment that you have to make at the next level, because you can be a great college player and not make it at the pros. But she has the intangibles, which is speed, athleticism, can get a shot off, those kind of things. But now it's going to be how she handles that. And I think she'll do well, and a lot of people might think she's a little too slight. But I think she's not as – I think she's wiry strong, and I don't know this, but what I've seen of her, that she'll be able to handle her own, and there's plenty of guards out there in the WNBA that can, play at that kind of lightness, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, there's some very stocky and strong guards as like a Lindsey Whalen type. And
right, that's who I was thinking of too.
but her quickness is something that would probably help compensate somewhat for that, I would think, on the defensive end, and her height.
Well, absolutely. This game is a chess match. I mean, it's like, okay, so hypothetically she plays against Lindsey. Well, Lindsey's going to have to handle her quickness, and Danielle's going to have to handle her strength. I mean, it's a trade-off, and then you figure out which one's winning that day. And I think that she has to learn how to use her best skills as opposed to, not using them. So, I mean, people always – there's always a reason why people aren't sure if you're going to make it or not make it. But I think her quickness is just tough to defend. I don't care at any level. I mean, quickness and, that is just what she has. So that's her skill set. And I think she'll be a very good pro player. She works on it and works on her game.